Hey, what's up? We are back. Appreciate you. Thank you for being here. If you're hearing this, this episode is right here. This is a decently timely episode. It is much better than what we have been providing you. Excuse this recording for the intro. I'm using different headset, so the audio sounds different during the actual podcast. But thank you so much if you're here. This is a great episode, kind of going to the season in review. We hear fitting wins. So we'll get into that a little bit, get into a bit of a playoff preview. We're going to have another episode coming up between the play-in and that start of playoffs to actually give you a real in-depth playoff preview. But right now, we just kind of wax on our poetic about where the season ends and where we've been for the past month or so. So appreciate it. Thank you for being here. And if you like it, please subscribe.
Yeah, the owner of the Colts, he was trying to get a new deal with the city or whatever.
Yeah.
And the city didn't want to agree to it. And what they were also about to do, though, since they knew he was trying to get a new stadium and they weren't going to pay for it.
Yeah.
The city, like, comptroller, but whoever at the whoever in Baltimore has that power in the city, mm-hmm. based on their structure, I forget the name, he was going to set it up to where they couldn't leave. Like, yeah. They couldn't get out that contract to leave the city, yeah. either. So that's why he just set up and moved the team in the middle of the night. Like, it was like overnight. He didn't say nothing. Nobody. It was just truck showed up.
Yeah.
They got everything out. Left.
That's crazy. Do you see what happened with Kansas City? That they want a new stadium because, you know, they won the Super Bowl. And they want to capitalize on that. And the city voted no.
They should have. Their stadium's not old, I didn't think.
No. I think that nothing's wrong with their stadium. I don't. But now, the mayor of Dallas is campaigning them to move to Dallas.
The Dallas City Chiefs?
Yeah. They're like, come to the Cotton Bowl. We'll get you a new stadium.
I'm sure they would. Because
that'd be absolutely crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well, they're in the AFC, so, like, yeah, if they come back and take.
Listen, I'm all for another Dallas team.
I'm switching.
What?
I'm taking that excuse. No. I'm taking the out, bro. I have a Dallas Cowboys debit card. Dude, I am taking the out.
I would too. I'm tired of that.
I've been committed my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've been loyal. You know?
In our whole life, have you seen them ever win? Have they ever won whenever you've been alive?
No. Well, me either. I was a baby, but yeah.
Doesn't count.
So, yeah, no. Like, I knew me about either. It, dog. Like, I wrote. Emmitt Smith was still playing, you know. I remember Emmitt Smith playing on the team.
Oh, damn.
Within my life. Yeah, I remember when he went to Arizona. Old. Thank you. I was born in 94, so, like.
Oh, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mike Bradshaw.
I'm Bryce Baker.
And welcome back from a long hiatus. This is Section 41. If you're listening to this, then you probably already seen the other four episodes that I just posted that I hadn't posted yet, too.
Life happens. It's okay.
So, yeah, we're here. So, you're going to get a lot of different perspectives on this season. Back to back. But this is the best one. This is the best one. How you doing, Bryce? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
It was good. Yeah. You got started off on a football tangent.
Yeah. Well, bro, I mean, dude, this year, I might switch over to Houston and go.
I can't. No, oh, hell no. I can't do
you
that.
You can't do that?
I can't do that.
Bro, they're cooking right now, though.
I don't care. I ain't that. I ain't.
It's a Texas team, and it is the Texans.
It's a Houston team. Ugh.
Okay. Now, I would never cheer for the Astros or even Rockets. Never.
Yeah.
But the Texans, I can kind of get behind. Like,
I can't do it.
They haven't won anything
can't
yet.
Can't do eat.
I also have a Texans jersey.
Yeah.
I got it for free, all right? Chill out. Who? No one. It's a custom jersey.
Oh, that's the worst. And I thought you was going to say, like, Andre Johnson, and I was going to be like, oh, that's that worst. That,
no.
He just so real. That makes sense.
No.
But any other Texan? Mario Williams, I guess, maybe. Right. How long did he end up playing there? I remember I thought they were going to draft Reggie Bush that year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why we're talking about the 2006 NFL
yeah, draft. Yeah, talk about right the now. 2006 Houston Texans draft right now.
We're critiquing new age. Yeah, Vince Young was there, and Reggie was there.
Hey, what could have been? But let's steer back to the Mavs. We're playoff bound, baby.
Marlon Williams had a nice career. Yeah,
what?
Marlon Williams had a nice career.
No, we're still talking about football.
Yeah.
Hold on. It takes a minute. I've learned Mike's brain now. You gotta let him finish his tangent, and then we can go to the next topic.
Because else, the last bit of it's just gonna keep popping up. I was at work the other day, and I went to my boss's boss. 2 days later, I walked all the way to her bigger office in Olive Oil. I was like, "Hey, you said some stuff in the meeting the other day, and I just had to address it."
It's been on my mind. All right, but dude, since this trade, we are a completely different team.
Yeah, like update us.
It is Lob City right now, first of all. It's nice to have another big, finally. I mean, Derek Lively, don't get me wrong. He's surpassed every expectation I had for him this year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. However, Daniel Gafford has surpassed every expectation as well. Yeah, he's been insane.
He's in there being big, sucking the D on those pick and rolls. Pause. So he can kick the ball out to the shooters, getting shooters open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once that's out there, you know, they're just busting them down. It's wet.
Pause again, but resume. No, it's been great. The defense has also really come together, especially with PJ as well, even though I feel like he's kind of forgot. It's more on Daniel, but PJ has been great, and he's been hitting his threes as of recently. He didn't start out that way on the team, but he shot his way out of the slump. And what's great is that his role is to be a wing defender, and it is not to produce offense, but he is capable of it.
Yeah, and he's proven over the it's been a short time. But he's always had the body and the physical tools to play defense. It's just who wants to play defense in Charlotte?
What's nobody.
If you're going to be the only one, and he's bought into the role he's had here. And man, it's good to see because he's like a 6'7" guy with a 7'3" wingspan.
It's also nice, bro. We got him under the contract too. He's going to be here for a while.
And Danny Gaffer both in the contract for another 2 years after this one.
Anyway, masterful trading there. I bought some Mavs fans before.
Remember the trade guy, D grade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
D grade.
Don't know where that came from. Even whenever the trade happened, happened.
Happy about it.
Live. Yeah, I was very happy about it. Everybody who I talked to was very happy about it. All the Mavs fans were very happy. Except for the national media. They wanted to say that this was a bad trade. I don't know how you can grade that as a bad trade.
They wanted us to fail. They've been rooting on us to fail every time. Like, it's been so funny to me to see, like, how much they wanted us to fail.
Mm-hmm.
That they won't. They, like, even when they, like, are forced. They only will acknowledge our success when forced. Like, when the hand is forced. Like, it's just, like, it's just like this. 15-2. When it's inevitable, like when you just have to say, well, they're playing okay. And have you ever noticed that every time they do say they're playing good, they're like, well,
what a surprise.
They always hit you with a well, actually, but because they're just waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, let's lose two games. They're like, see, we told you
they are what we thought they were.
It's not real.
No, that's been pretty frustrating, but you know what? I haven't been keeping up with the national coverage that much. I will see. There was one video, though, and we will talk more about this later, but Kenny the Jet Smith, he when asked about who he would have in his all-NBA first team.
He put Anthony Edwards on there. No disrespect to Anthony Edwards.
No, great.
Go home. Like, the first team all-NBA this year is so easy. There's no like questioning it.
So who would you put in for
it's you? Jokic, Giannis, Shea, Luka, Jason Tatum. It's a very simple five.
I would agree with that.
Like it's just not like you gotta think about it. It's not a tough decision whatsoever.
But he put Luka on second team.
Crazy.
I know. Shea, I understand. Yes. Like he is first team.
Yeah, like that. Those are clearly the two best guards. Like it is what it is. Like, yeah. But that's.
Anyways, that bothered me though because it's like, I mean, in my opinion, and I'm a biased Mavs fan, but I think Luka is clear MVP this year.
Well, you can tell. You can always tell who doesn't watch their games.
Nobody has been watching the games because people say that their two big critiques on Luka is he doesn't play defense, and. We're not a top team. We're not like a top six. And but at the time when those arguments were coming, we were play-in team. Admittedly, we were play-in team bound. But with this recent win streak we went on and how we coasted up the standings fifth, there's no excuse now.
We're a play-in team with four guys missing over 20 games.
Yeah.
and also in an era where a play-in team isn't 40 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, the play-in teams are 47 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not...
These are all good teams. Also, are we just forgetting that the Heat last year, a play-in team, made it to the finals?
Yeah, I won't count that. But but it's just the fact that, of course, the whole season, they were still playing. We were playing well the whole season. We had all the injuries, and he played through the injuries. Played fine. And,
I lost my train. No, you're good. But, anyways, what we were talking about earlier, since the trade, I have some stats pulled up here. Since the trade, our defensive rating has been 11.1, so 111.1. And our rebounds per game have been 45.4, which we have seen an increase in our rebounds, specifically on the offensive end, which has been very, very nice to, you know, because always nice whenever, because we got, basically how I think our offense runs is it's going to run through Luka or Kyrie. And, you know, if they see a look, they pass it off to the open man, or they take it to the rim themselves, or take a step back, whatever they see fit. And then if all goes to naught, you know, we got Gafford in there or PJ and getting the offensive rebound and putting it back in. It's been really nice to see. The second chance points have been phenomenal. It's been a nice change. And as well as our field goal percentage gone up, it is now 49.6.
I'll say this. It's just the fact that you can now have – you have the option when Lively is healthy to have two bigs that can provide you that vertical spacing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have Gafford who has he has the 5 or 6 years in the NBA worth of training, bodies, experience, playing different screening angles, playing with other people. You can just see that having that has a great effect on the defense and makes it way easier to get everybody into rotation. It just gives us another viable option offensively. While also it helps to know that the back end is always covered.
Yes.
On defense, and where we have this scheme where you kind of do a lot of switching on the perimeter because you're kind of trying to run guys off the 3-point line.
Yeah.
But now we have we can have it to where you either have one of Daniel Gafford or Lively or even Maxi Kleber. So you always have some sort of a rim protector to funnel these guys into as well.
Shout out Maxi too. He's been stepping up on the defensive end, especially lately.
Hey, y'all heard my Maxi slander here. Before.
Maxi's stepped up.
And I will give him his credit. Because I never thought he was a bad guy or nothing like that. Or, you know, like, I understood who he was as a player. He just was not doing that currently. And I thought he couldn't. I thought he was past it.
I thought he was too. I think I've been on record on saying here that he's past his prime. But I've been. I'm sorry, Maxi. I'm not familiar with your game.
I'm glad he's gotten healthy. I'm glad it took him a minute to get healthy. I'm glad he took that time off for real and got healthy.
Because
you could tell he was kind of
He was coming back
and was like, I'm glad that last injury happened and he was just out for the good chunk of time. And then once he came back, he was okay.
Honestly, one of my biggest critiques of him is I think he should shoot more from the 3-point.
Well, you know me. That's what bothers me about him.
There's been some looks, I think, where he's been wide open and he's trying to look for the pass, but they're playing him on him being scared.
We ain't got no problem with shooting 45 threes. Get that bitch up. You're wide open. They're 85 feet away from you. Shoot it.
Let it rip. He's got the green light if he's open.
I know you shoot slow. It's okay. Because it's funny. He loads up so slow for a guy who doesn't jump on the shot.
Yeah. But, yeah, and bros. Shout out Maxi. We recently got Josh Green back off of injury. He's going to be able to get some minutes in these next two games. We just watch the end of the Detroit game. We did lose the game, but, you know, our seating is locked in. No Luka, no Kyrie.
We're resting Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah, there's no, and there is no point to play them.
Yeah, rest Luka and Kyrie. Derek Lively is still out for the remainder of the season.
Mm-hmm. He should be coming back in the playoffs, though. We should take a moment, though, to give our condolences.
Condolences to the passing of Derek Lively's mother. So I'm sure that also had an effect on the team's energy as well.
Yeah.
Because that's a heavy thing.
That is a heavy thing.
And, you know, and of course, I don't say we, but a lot of times we don't look at these guys as just humans.
Yeah.
As the people they are, but that's just a real life situation. You know, that Derek Lively lived with his mother. If you were watching the Mavericks games, you know that she was very present right there at the games on the sidelines.
Yes.
Sitting there right behind the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was a coach throughout her career. She was a high level basketball player of her own, on her own rapport. So, yeah, just.
Yeah, man.
Condolences to Derek Lively and his family.
Yeah, we love you, Derek. You know, we're there for you, man. The time's tough, but.
Well, I don't know that I could be there for him because I don't know him.
I don't know him either. Person. We're emotionally there for you, Derek.
But yes, condolences to the situation.
We're actually friends. But no, to be going through that, especially that young, too, and you're about to go into your first playoff matchup where he's a key role player. I mean, it's tough, but I mean, if there's anybody on the team that I think could handle that, where he is, it's him. He's very mature for his age.
Yeah, he's shown to be mature. So it's just, grief.
But hey, leave it out on the court. You know, that's what one of the reasons why we play sports. But I did think I should bring up, you know, we do know that we're playing the Clippers now. And
Boo,
yeah, the rivalry goes on. We have not beaten the Clippers in a playoff series, which is very frustrating. But
it's fine. I'm not super frustrated by it. Because that's the thing. We played them in Luka's first two playoff series.
Yes.
Like, it is what it is.
Yep.
Like, and he was by himself both those times.
Now he's got Kyrie.
Like, Porzingis got hurt the time he was playing well, and then the other time he decided that because Rick Carlisle wasn't using him enough, he decided he wasn't going to shoot anymore out of protest.
So. Yeah. That was frustrating. I mean, it was frustrating on all ends for that one.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, you know.
It was frustrating to get that reveal.
Yeah. No, especially because we're like, why is this our 7-footer just sitting in the corner?
Well, I knew that, but I was just like, well, that's what Rick told him to do. And, you know, he doing what it, for me, I remember at the time, I was just like, yeah, well, that's what he got told to do. So you can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
Now, what I can do, I can't blame you for not shooting it when you got the shot. That I can blame you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and that's the thing, he took responsibility for that. He didn't like. He didn't like.
He was very mature about it. Very mature.
He literally said in talking about it that he should have handled it differently in that moment. Like if that was him being immature and being like and being petty. It was him being petty. And he said he could have handled that as far as regarding the whole team. He could have handled that better. And so you know, so
you know what it is, but. Both players are on to better, bigger and better things.
Yeah, I don't think Dallas fans have no issue with Porzingis.
Really. No, it's just it was a workout thing. I was sad when we traded him, but I was like, I mean.
I still remember it. It was because I didn't think he was. I was so shocked it was him getting traded when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it wasn't in the, you know, ether. But
it was a midseason trade, wasn't it?
It was a trade deadline deal.
Yeah.
I was at Subway getting the sandwich. I remember when my phone went off because I scared the crap out of the dude in line in front of me. And I was like, oh. Because I was like, they traded Porzingis. And then he just turned around because he was frightened. Because I remember I saw the trade and I was like, what first came in was the Mavericks get Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans from the Wizards.
Yeah.
And I was like, who did they trade? And I can't remember who I thought they traded. I was like, they must have traded Bullock. I thought something like that. I was like,
I wish.
I was like, who they trade? They must trade who? And then I remember seeing it, and they said Porzingis. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because Porzingis was playing. People forget. Porzingis was actually playing well that season.
Yeah, he was Jason starting Kidd. To get it together.
He just got hurt again. Like, when he got traded, he was hurt. Mm. Like, that was, I think that was what triggered them to be like, all right, we are done with this. It was because he got hurt again, like, after he was playing well. And that was about a month before he got traded. He never came back before he got traded. And he didn't really play for the Wizards the rest of that first season.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played for them, you know, next season. Now he's in Boston. So, and that's how he's been healthy in Boston. Dude, he's decently healthy in Boston. So good for him.
Because
he was decently healthy last year, too. And was, healthier than
hey, dude, he's 7'3". It's hard to keep that kind of body healthy. But, so some things I wanted to talk about on the Clippers is one thing that I am concerned about is, and we talked about this before the pod, and you don't seem too concerned about it, is they're a small ball lineup, which has hurt us in the past.
Well, we haven't played them at all with this roster this year.
That is true. So we should also clarify that. They have not played us since the trade deadline.
So, and we were super injured. Like, we're 2-1 against them on the season, or 1-2 against them. They're 2-1 against us on the season. And the two losses, one of them, Luka didn't play. No. On both the losses, guess who didn't play?
Luka.
No.
Kyrie?
No. And both the losses, guess who didn't play?
Gafford.
Well, we didn't have
him. Lively?
Yep.
Okay. So we didn't have a center.
But we won the one other game where we had a damn center.
Mm.
And we only had one center, and it was the rookie. You know?
Okay. So right now, without even no explanation, how many games? How do you predict this series to go?
Mavs in five. We blow up another team. Just like we blew up the Utah Jazz. we sent Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland. We about to send Paul George to Philadelphia.
Damn.
We sending PG to Philly.
Damn. Yep.
I don't know where Harden gonna go. We sending Harden to China.
I hate to copy you, but I think I want to be the same.
Actually, Harden's too good. He's way.
It's either gonna be
to say to send him to China. He's way.
I think. Well, obviously, Mavs bias, but. I think
I can give him six. I can see him getting two off.
Five to six is what I say.
But for like my gut is really saying four. But I'm giving them five because they're talented.
They are. That's the thing with me is that like I just it's hard for me to see all these players on the roster and be like on the Clippers roster that is and be like first round exit.
Oh, that's not hard for me because of who those players are. It's not hard for me.
But I guess they didn't have any health problems besides Kawhi.
Yeah, they had plenty of health problems. They barely played together.
Yeah, but they were almost like a first. They were in the running for top seed for a minute.
No, they had a. That's the thing, because we remember everything is so close. They got close and got hot. Yeah, in that late, like, December to January stretch.
Yeah.
But then after that, they've been bad since then. And not, okay, like, not, like, oh, close. No, just purely bad. And yeah, when Russell Westbrook doesn't play, they're bad. Because he is their emotional leader.
Oh.
He's the heart. Yeah, he's the guy that keeps everything pushing. Because Kawhi is going to come and do his job and leave. He's not about to say nothing. Kawhi ain't going to give you no. He ain't going to bring everybody in the huddle and be like, no, we got to bring it out. He ain't going to say all that. He's going to be like, I got 35.
Kawhi. He does seem like a funny guy, though.
And Paul George is going to brush his hair. You know, I don't.
Paul George, I'm not afraid of Paul George. I don't know why.
I rock with Paul George.
I do rock with them, but I'm just...
Oh, man. If he was our starting small forward, oh.
No, hey, Paul, come to Dallas. Don't go...
Oh, my gosh. It'll be perfect because he can handle something.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'10". He can guard and switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, we don't need you to carry a crazy load. Mm-hmm. So you can be healthy here.
Bro, you can just hide in the corner if you want a few times. Just hit those threes.
Nah, but that's still you can still get active, too. You can, and he would easily average 22 here. Mm-hmm. He's third option because he just that's like, I don't get. I like PG.
PG, if we
as long as he's healthy, he's cool.
PG, if we beat you, come to Dallas, bro. And here's it's thing, not going to happen, but, like, do it.
Out of all, okay, so out of all the players on their team, as far as playoff performance, like, they be giving Paul George the pandemic P, playoff P. He's actually had good playoff performances, too. And even after that, yeah, he's had good playoff performances.
Yeah, but that, bro.
It was just... They take that one stretch that he had and just put it on.
That was just crazy. Like, it was pandemic year in the bubble, and the fact that he had that much confidence to be like, no, y'all should call me Playoff P, and then just went on that horrible stretch.
Yeah, it was pandemic P. Boy, because
everybody... Bro, he was getting cyberbullied, dude.
Because when you shoot the ball at the side of the backboard, it's, you know, it's always going to be something. But the fact... Yeah, Paul George is him. And then Kawhi, we know who Kawhi going to do what he do in the playoffs. If he's healthy, he's going to do it.
He is.
But Kawhi is also liable to drop 30 in game two of the playoffs and then be out the rest of the, like, he'll play the whole game. And then before, the like, you find out in the day between, it's like, Kawhi out the rest of the series. He actually tore his ACL in the last game.
That's, like, I think, what? The question with Kawhi this year is, because he's coming back from injury.
Yeah, he got hurt. It's the same knee.
And it's the same injury, but, I mean, it's Kawhi, and Kawhi's notorious for keeping it to himself and letting, you know, letting everybody else know when he's ready, which, I mean, hey, that's his decision. He kind of changed. The Clippers are kind of known for their, how patient they are for with their players and getting back to injury.
Well, it's just Kawhi. Kawhi has a injury that not this specific injury, but the initial injury that started Kawhi's injury issues, is an injury that in most people it ended their career. Like, in a majority of people who had it, that was the injury that just ended their career.
Mm-hmm.
And he has played 7 years since then.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's missed a lot. But he's had a lot of issues with that leg since then.
Is this the same one he injured when Zaza went under him?
Yeah.
That same injury?
No, it's not the same injury, but it's that same leg, that right leg.
Because
He had a quadricep. He ruptured his quadriceps tendon. And so, you know how Victor Oladipo is never saying quadricep tendon.
Case of Victor Oladipo, bro.
Yeah, he had just got up to all NBA level. Mm-hmm. Never the same.
He was robbed. He was
an all NBA level player, and he was 26. He wasn't old.
He was young.
Tony Parker. Even though Tony Parker was like, I had the same injury and I came back. Yeah, you came back. And you fucking sucked. you came back and you sucked so bad. That you wanted to be a Spur your whole career, and they didn't want you, and you wanted to still play, and you went your ass to Charlotte because they would give you some fucking money, and then you still sucked in Charlotte, and you couldn't even finish the contract. So, all right, cool, Tony. Yeah, you came back after the injury.
Damn, are you mad that because he fucked your girl?
I have a vendetta. it's a direct thing, and it was low key reignited.
I mean,
I saw him quickly on that podcast. That clip that he was on, he was talking with Dirk and like D-Wade.
Yeah.
And thing. And just his demeanor. I saw his face and saw him talking
again. He definitely thinks he's better than he is. Like, bro, Tim Duncan carried you. It is what it is.
I just saw his demeanor. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer, bro. I'm never going to discredit nobody's like actual talent and career and these guys who work so hard to do what they do. I'm not going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
As me, it's just a regular nigga. But as the fuck nigga that Tony Parker is, yeah, fuck Tony Parker. Yeah. That's all day, every day.
Yeah. Anyways, fuck Tony Parker, but...
like, he's nowhere near Karl Malone level, so fuck Karl Malone, but...
No, Karl Malone is his own tier.
Yeah, but Tony Parker, man... You cheat on even
would you? Who?
I never forgave you for that.
Who do you? You should
have just broke up with her. You didn't need to do that. You didn't need to hurt her.
Who do you dislike more? who's the Utah Jazz player that we just said?
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone or O.J. Simpson?
Oh, Karl Malone.
Really?
Yes. Well, bro. I don't don't got no negative influence towards OJ. I wasn't born.
Side story. I think it's funny whenever OJ did die, the ESPN, like, trying to talk about just the sports, and you can just see the news anchor's face is like, oh my god, I have to report on that like this.
Yeah, because that was the funny part of that, because all the sports people have to report it, because his thing, he beat that case.
Yeah.
He beat the case.
Yeah.
And he's, if you take the career of OJ, like, he had.
Yeah, he had a great career.
He has the career and all the stuff. So that's why I think that's why a lot of them is like, OJ, great career. Because he was, because here's the thing, I think people would be less like OJ averse if he wasn't a jackass about it, like, for 20 years after the case.
Yeah.
he spent 20 years being a dick about it.
He's just like, I can't believe I got away with it.
Okay, now, side note. Now he beat it, and then he also could have very likely did it. But then, have you heard the?
You think he didn't do it?
No, I'm saying, have you heard the what you call it, the
theory?
Yeah, the theory that yes, he did not do it. It was his son.
No way! So his son killed his mom and the waiter.
It's not his mom. It's his stepmom. Wasn't her mom?
I gotta brush up on it.
Was his stepmom?
Don't believe it.
No, okay, you know what? No.
Did they ever catch her, the actual the quote unquote actual killer?
That's why. So, okay, you want to know the evidence?
Yeah.
So that points towards the son. So the son had a mental condition that I forget what it's called, but it's referred to as Jekyll and Hyde syndrome, where you have violent outbursts.
Of course, everyone has the kill someone syndrome.
Yeah, no, but he had it. He had went off his medication 2 months before that. He had already been on probation for attacking people with knives.
he was
a chef. And OJ didn't have no knives. Like, those were chef cooking knives.
That would be the ultimate, like, fall on the sword for your son.
Yeah.
Type of story, if that is true.
Yeah, there was no knives like OJ had, but the son had knives.
Mm-hmm.
The place where they were supposed to go for dinner that night, Nicole Brown Simpson, mm-hmm, and Ron Goldman, they were supposed to go to the son's restaurant that he was cooking in, and they didn't go without telling him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go to his restaurant. So there's a reason for him to be mad. He punched his time clock that day.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was paper. He put his time card in, mm-hmm, by handwritten, even though they used electronic punches at the place he worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's unaccounted for in the time of the murders.
Why didn't they ever charge him?
And if you see, like, the whole thing with, they say, like, that the thing with OJ with the Bronco, like, driving, yeah, with the chase, that was giving his son time
to leave the country,
to not leave, because his son was there, but to, like, make alibi, because they say when OJ came back, he drove back and got back to the house, the Bronco. You see, his son is the first person to come to the car, and, like, and he crying. And also in the courtroom, and that would explain why there was DNA that matched, because if it was his son, the DNA is gonna match both of them.
Why haven't I ever heard this conspiracy theory?
I didn't hear it till yesterday when he died.
Dang.
And
the maybe fact we should that, have a murder mystery podcast instead of a mass podcast.
I was gonna say that, and then when he beat it in the courtroom, the only when they announced the not guilty verdict,
yeah,
his son started crying.
Oh, well, I mean, pause.
No, and not like a different cry than like the happy, like his son had a very different reaction to everybody else.
Yeah.
Comparative, like, and I'm talking about the people who were like with OJ, like on his side. His son had it was just tell the reaction is different. And they had a weird embrace. And there's like OJ at an interview saying, because of something that happened with his other kids, like earlier, that he would never like not go to bat for his kids again.
Yeah.
And that Robert Kardashian has said, I can't remember. I keep forgetting his quote. But his quote was something like, justice was served, or he said, not justice was served, but like he said, it was some type of statement like, I feel like there was justice and there wasn't justice. He's like, it's justice that this person that he got off and that he didn't do it. He said, but it's not just that they didn't put the person who did it in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he left at that.
Sassy Baca.
Yeah, look that shit up, and discover for yourself. Cause I will say I didn't deep dive this.
Well, anyway, shout out OJ for the legendary NFL career.
I don't think we need to shout out OJ Simpson. I don't feel the need to. The nigga dead. It's cool. Whatever.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm like.
We've announced two people that have died on this podcast today, and only one of them I miss.
One is a RIP. One is a he dead.
I think to round it out, there is one more thing we wanted to talk about. Why is Luka getting the disrespect for the MVP race?
I don't know.
They are actively trying to make this man not MVP.
He's averaging damn near 35 point triple double.
On top of that, his defense has stepped up. He's a better. I can tell between Jokic and Luka, who's the better defender?
Shoot, Luka, but they won't tell you that.
No. So with that, I mean now
top 10 in steals.
Now Jokic does have great rebound numbers. He's got like I think 12, averaging 12 something a game.
And Luka averages 10 as the point guard. Come on, mm-hmm. Like they're talking about our trade differences. Like they'd be like bring up wins. It's a 5-game difference. Like mm-hmm. what are we talking about here? Y'all gave it to Jokic
when he was sixth.
When he was sixth with 47 wins or 46 wins.
Yeah. No, and even Jokic just said, it's Luka. It's not me.
I will say I can actually if you have Jokic first and Luka second, to be honest, Jokic has had a good enough season where I'd be like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, and me personally, I wouldn't agree with that. I would be like Luka first, but that's an argument. Like if you have the argument of Jokic and then Luka second, I'm like, all right, whatever. I can still take that.
Yeah.
But if you out here talking about some Shea second, go home. If you talking about some Jason Tatum, go home. If you talking about some Giannis, go home. No.
Giannis is crazy. It's
Jokic and Luka at the top. Gap. Shea / Giannis. Gap. Tatum. The rest of these niggas. Like
Tatum's no way. Tatum's team is too stacked. I'm sorry.
I don't care about that because you only can play. Your job is to do your job. You don't decide who else on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so and if you playing well with them, you're the MVP. I just don't think he has. He just ain't done enough himself to do it, and that's what it is. I think saying that, one thing about Shea is I don't think when they take into account one, they be like they're at the top and they have the best record. All these people picked the Mavericks to not even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's remember that.
But now they're fifth. It's like, well, they had Luka, they had Kyrie on the team.
Yeah,
I'm like, God, y'all flipped real hard.
Yeah,
and as well as the Thunder. I don't think people are also not acknowledging the fact that Jalen Williams is playing like a fucking all-star in his second year.
Mm-hmm.
They have Chet Holmgren playing. Who would have been the goddamn runaway rookie of the year.
Yeah, if
Wembanyama didn't exist.
Yeah.
He's just not getting no credit because Wembanyama exists, but...
Also, insane rookie class this year.
Yeah, well, Chet don't count, but yeah. He counts as like counts for rookie of the year, but as far as a class, he's not with them.
Yeah, yes. But even other than that, I mean, Brandon Miller.
But remember, that's what we thought going into this draft. It was good. That was
why we kept our pick. It's a good draft,
and it came out like they said. It was they was right about it.
Yep, we got Derek Lively too, all the way at what pick did we pick him
at? At 10. And people, imagine, and now we about to give the Knicks a fucking 30th pick after we win the championship. That's gonna be great. We're gonna give them a second round pick.
Mike does think. I'm knocking on wood. Mike thinks we're winning it all this year. In fact, he has bet money that we are winning it all this year. Last time he sports betted. Last time he sports betted, he bet that the Raptors.
Last time I've lost in between.
Oh, okay. Well, that was false advertisement that you've given me.
Last time I like made a decision like this, where I was like, "They're gonna win." Like that last time was just like a parlay here or there.
But last time it was the Raptors in 2019, which you correctly predicted.
Yeah, they're gonna win. I feel it in my bones.
I'm feeling good. I think we have Western Conference Finals potential. I'm not gonna say finals yet because the Nuggets exist.
Only team I'm worried about is Denver.
Yes, I agree. But that also something that happened recently today is the Spurs beat the Nuggets, which put the Nuggets at the 3 seed, which means
if they finish 3, then we don't have to see them. We wouldn't see them to the conference finals no matter what. So
yes, so that is perfect for us, and actually ends up working out. Does not end up working out though for whoever has to face them. I'm very sorry, the Pelicans. You are cooked.
Whoever got to play in the first round. That's the one matchup in the first round that's going to be like not close in the West. Because the rest of them, they should be tough. Even I say we should win in 5, but it's not like they're not. I think the Clippers don't have talent. Like it could be a 6-game, 7-game series and wouldn't blink an eye.
I think one of these playing teams is going to surprise someone.
Which one?
I don't know yet, though. I don't know.
Which two you think are going to get in? So, it's, you know, it's Sacramento, Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento, Golden State, Lakers.
I think with the Malik Monk injury, team? I mean, who is the fourth team? Suns?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Suns?
Yeah,
Sacramento. Damn, Suns a playing team, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so then my guess...
We can check records unless they've gotten up to 6. I know it's kind of between them. I think them Pelicans, Kings can one of them is gonna get 6.
That's tough because it's like who do I think's gonna move past Curry? LeBron. It's
11:21, so we should have the games for today basically done.
Yeah. Between Curry, LeBron. Sabonis and
Lakers have been playing the best out of all.
I'll say this: I think the Kings are gonna get out of the play-in. I don't think they're gonna make it through the play-in. I think that's where they stop, especially with the Malik Monk injury. A part of me just doesn't believe in this year's Golden State. But hey, I thought the Rockets were gonna take their spot, but they got eliminated thanks to the Mavs.
Well, they just had that run, and then they needed to, like, stay at that same pace.
For the rest of the season?
Yeah, and it was kind of unsustainable.
If they didn't run into us, they might have done it.
No.
They did drop the ball when they played the Warriors, which I think was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I'm looking at standings right here, right? Mm-hmm. All the top 3 teams. That's crazy. So, the top 3 teams are all tied.
That's absolutely insane. When's the last time that's happened?
And then we have 50 wins. And then we're one of the 5 teams with 50 wins.
Who do you think is going to make it out of the East? I haven't been paying that much attention to the East, if I'm being honest. Because they got... Celtics.
Oh, who's going to make it out the East?
Like Celtics.
The conference? The Celtics.
Celtics for sure. Man. So you think it's going to be someone versus the Celtics?
Yeah. None of the other teams in the East can beat
them. If the Mavs don't win the finals, who wins the finals?
They're so much better than all those teams.
If the Mavs don't win the finals, who wins the finals?
The Celtics.
The Celtics?
I mean, they would have beat us. No, probably Denver.
You think?
Yeah, because I think if Denver gets to the finals versus Celtics, they would win. I think they would just go back to back.
I don't know, man. I feel like, I mean, the Celtics are, they've just had such a, they have such a good record, though. Everybody's just counting on them to lose. Am I wrong?
To lose in what?
The playoffs. Like,
no, not. Who says that?
I guess no one, but I feel like nobody thinks they're going to win the finals is what I'm saying.
No, most people, well, that's because most people pick Denver. But everybody, most people have them picked to get out the East. Like 95% of them people have them picked to get out the East. Because everybody says, like, yeah, in the East, they can't, nobody can do shit with them in the East. But the West is just a different thing.
Yeah. Where do you think the Celtics?
The Mavericks would be 2 in the East.
That is crazy.
Like the Hawks are like 8 games under 500.
And they're in the play-in, aren't they? Yeah, that's
crazy. Our final play-in team has 45 wins. Like, the 10th seed has 45 wins.
That's crazy. Imagine they didn't have to play in, dude. And you were just out at 9 or 10 with this year. That would just be the worst. But anything else you got? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, they are 36-45 in Tennessee. The Hawks are.
Who won? Incredibly, they did not draft. They did not just keep Luka. But I mean, at the time, it made sense.
Hey, shout out them, bro.
Shout out Trae Young.
They wanted an extra lottery pick. They thought Cam Reddish was worth it. Imagine if they trade Trae Young, they won't have either of the players they traded Luka for.
Yep.
And then what did they didn't get none, they didn't get anything when they got rid of Cam Reddish, did they? They kind of traded him for nothing, or he left and signed.
You think it's safe to say we won the trade then?
We won that trade the day it happened. We won that trade when we got the 6'8" Slovenian.
All right, but do you have anything else?
No, you got comedy?
I have some shows coming up, but I don't know the dates yet. I've just been verbally promised I'm going to be on them. So hopefully it does happen, but, you know, in this industry, what do I know? But you can find, I will be updating people on my shows on my Instagram, which is bryce.cakes on Instagram. That is B-R-Y-C-E period C-A-K-E-S. I almost forgot how to spell cakes. That would have been embarrassing. Mike, do you got any shows?
Yeah, shout out. I got a May 18th show at the Daiquiri Spot. I'll be posting the location and the flyer for that when I get it. That should be a fun time. That's on May 18th. On June 14th, I have the Black Sugar Comedy Show at Dallas Comedy Club. That should be fun. On 4/20, I don't got no show yet, but somebody probably called me at the last minute. And my birthday is next month, so if you want to give me $1, that'd be nice.
What's your OnlyFans? I mean, Cash App.
My OnlyFans is Dick Dodgers. Like Duck Dodgers, the character that Daffy Duck.
No, played. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but it's Dick Dodgers.
No, yeah, like I get penis. It. Yeah. No, that's funny. Haha, I get it.
Because my dick takes you to space.
Okay.
I've been Mike Bradshaw, you guys. And he is
Bryce Baker. See you later.
That's been us. Appreciate you guys. Bye.